Once again, no U.S. North Korea summit after all. That comes in a presidential letter to the North Korean leader. CBS News foreign affairs analyst and resident U.N. correspondent Dr. Pamela Falk, who is also distinguished lecturer, international law, American government, Hunter College, New York City. Pamela, did this hit you and people you know like a ton of bricks, or did anyone have a suspicion?
Well, it was sort of previewed in the last few weeks. Particularly in the last week, when senior administration officials, including Secretary of State Pompeo and Vice President Pence, all said that there may be doubts about whether this can move forward, particularly when there was such heated rhetoric from North Korea. But we just heard on a senior administration official background briefing that what they're saying is a trail of broken promises that gave the U.S. pause about this summit, and they cited the North Korea team not showing up for the summit prep meetings in Singapore, canceling the South Korea meeting, and the criticism of the joint military.
Well, what about the idea that the two sides never saw eye to eye on what denuclearization meant, and that arguably the National Security Advisor Bolton and then Vice President Pence either were playing bad cop to Trump's good cop, or they were actually trying to undermine the talks by invoking Libya and Muammar Gaddafi?
Well, I'd say that you and I spoke about this at least a week ago.
Yeah.
That it was that mentioning the word Libya was like putting a red flag in front of a bull. I mean, it was just saying this is, first we thought it wasn't clear, and it was maybe they were talking about the denuclearization program of Libya. But then Vice President Pence made it very clear that they were talking about, and the president, after, if something doesn't happen, if it's not cleared up and they don't denuclearize, then he might see the same fate as Muammar Gaddafi.
Let me interrupt one more. Is there a consensus it's better not to have a summit than have a summit that ends disastrously?
I guess there is that argument, and clearly they're thinking that way, because President Trump, in this very chatty letter that at first sounds very friendly and then sounds a little threatening and then comes out with, and by the way, if you change your mind about all this,
yeah,
give me a shout out.
Yeah, well, it was alternatively friendly, still hopeful, and then invokes the specter of the U.S. using its nuclear arsenal. Very strange. There are White House sources insisting that the president dictated the entire letter, that it wasn't.
Yes, that also just came out, exactly.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right, Pam, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Dr. Pamela Falk, following foreign affairs and the U.N. for CBS News, with us live on that dramatic North Korea story today.